99.9 Radio USA. That's Beer Money, and that's Kip Moore. It's 6:51, and we're at 32 below. It's Scott Hansen, and I have weird news for you, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida woman didn't have a smooth time when cops showed up to arrest her for assaulting her brother with a handful of peanut butter. Rachel Bird was PO'd because a dog owned by her brother Gabriel had relieved itself on the rug in the living room of the house that they shared. When she confronted him and didn't get the response she wanted, she responded in a jiff, grabbing a jar of peanut butter and flinging some of the contents into his face. Well, cops had to take a statement since someone had hung up on the 911 dispatcher, who heard a scuffle and sent an officer to check things out. The deputy said the brother did not want to press charges against his sister, but noted the peanut butter was running down his face. I hope it was just peanut butter. And one more for you this morning. How many cars would have to drive through your living room before you'd move? Well, if you're Lee and Tim McCall of Indianapolis, the answer is at least a dozen. On Sunday, a car slammed through the south wall of their home while they were watching the Colts game on TV. It was the 11th car to crash through their house in the 30 years that they've been living there. Nobody was seriously hurt in the latest incident, although the driver did pitch through the windshield and the car missed Lee by about a foot. Authorities believe that people lose control of their cars while speeding through a nearby train gate trying to beat freight trains at the crossing. Nonetheless, the McCalls insist that they're not going anywhere. Lee's mother, who lives in the other half of the duplex house, says, "I'm staying. They'll have to carry me out of here." And maybe they will. Yeah. That's your weird news this morning at 6:54.
It's the year-end blowout sale at